It was while you were at Harvard that the medical school was being organized, started at the University of Florida. Had you had any contact with Florida? Did you know anything about the situation there at that time?
No, I had not any notion of the University of Florida or its activities in its plans of developing a medical school until I got a phone call in 1955, sometime during the summer, I believe, from Dr. Harrell. George Harrell, who had been appointed dean and was in the process of developing the medical school and assembling a faculty. He asked me whether I would be potentially interested in being considered for chairman of the Department of Microbiology, and said, well, Dr. Harrell, I have to admit, I do not know where Gainesville is. I have never heard of the University of Florida, but I'm very much interested.
Why?
Because I realized that I was not quite the person who should stay at Harvard forever. Harvard was a highly competitive environment, and to me, in many respects, the competitiveness that existed damaged somehow the individual. It did not allow to, for instance, follow your interests in education, because the demands of being a publishing scientist were enormous. To survive and to reach the stature of a tenured faculty member,